We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new Perek, Perek HaYibayitkim, which is actually a continuation of the Mishnayis before this. We are continuing with the Edim that are coming to say that someone's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and here we're going to have seven Chakiris. HaYibayitkin Oysoy B'Sheven Chakiris. We were baidik with these Edim with seven chakiras, seven questions, which these questions are ma'akiv. And the reason why these questions are ma'akiv are because Edim have to be able to have become Edim Zaymim. And without these questions, you cannot become Edim Zaymim. What are the seven questions? Be'ezah Shavua, which Shemitah? Be'ezah Shana, which year? Which Shemitah means that there's seven Shemitahs in a Yovel. So which Shemitah are holding by? The third Shemitah, the fourth Shemitah? Which Shana of the Shemitah? Which year of the group of seven? Be'ez HaChodesh, which month? Be'kam HaChodesh, what day in the month? Be'ez HaYoyim, and what day of the week? Be'ez HaShah, which hour? And Be'ez HaMakoyim, and which place? These seven questions are questions that have to be asked, and they're all ma'akev. They're all essential questions.
Because it was 3 years ago, you have to ask all the other questions?
Yeah, because you have to still know which month 3 years ago. Yeah, it could be. So that would be part of the 3 years ago. It's obviously in this Shavua, in this Shana, in this Shavua, and in this Shana, it's 3 years ago. Yeah, you want to know, that's the first two questions you would get rid of in that way, yeah. Reisi Eimer, Reisi says, there are only three questions. Be'ez HaYoyim, what day? Be'ez HaShah, what hour? Be'ez HaMakom, which place? And that sounds like you're tining. Because you could say, we'll see in the Gemara, something like you're saying. That's the reason Rabbi Yossi holds three questions on up. We'll see in the Gemara why. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. These three questions are enough. Makirin atem oisoy. First of all, when you saw that Reuven killed someone, did you recognize who he killed? Because if he killed a guy, then you're not chayiv Mises Bezdin. So who did you see you killed? So the first seven questions are seven chakiris. This question, very good. It's a good question what you're asking, and we're going to speak it out momentarily. So now we got the seven questions out of the way. Rishis is only three. Now we're going a step weiter. So they ask him, Akirim atem oisoy, do you recognize the person you killed? And his reisim boy, they give him asra. However, the zara, it's mi avad v'kam avad. The question is, who did you serve, and with what did you serve? With shtachava, with kitor, which means bring a carbon to the mavizar. What did you do? Then it says, "Call a marbe bedikah is a raise meshubach." The more you marbe bedikah is raise meshubach. And now bedikahs mean like different questions that are there that are not the essential seven questions. It's not about the time and the place and the zman. It's more about what was he wearing, exactly what knife he used. So those questions are bedikas, which we'll see are not ma'akim, not essential. The problem is these questions, makirim atem oisoy v'sreisim boy, sound like they are essential questions, and they're not one of the bedikas, not one of the chakiras. So what's going on? It sounds like they're one of the bedikas. So Rashi points out, look at Rashi, makirim atem oisoy, es haharuk shema nachri haya, v'zu eina min chakiras shel hazama, ela Kol Shar Bedikos Ein El Hakas. The big Shah learned this Rashi because Rashi sounds like it's a din of Bedikos, but that's not true either because these questions are essential. So Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim, the Ram brings down this Rishon, learns that when someone comes in, Edom come in and say Reuven killed someone in his Chayiv Misa, in that Edus is automatic that he's saying that he killed a Jew and that I warned him. That's Pashut. You don't have to ask him that question. Of course, if you ask him and says, I didn't warn him, then it's no good. But it's not a question we have to ask. Because we assume someone walking in and saying Edis, that is part of his Edis. When he's saying this person killed someone in his Chayiv Misa, it means he killed a Jew. And it means that he got Asra. If you don't have to ask that question, it's not one of the Chakiris, but it is essential. So it's not Pedikas, it's not Chakiris. That's what Rabbeinu David learns. Rashi is a little bit shver how to read it. But Rashi, you have to say, it means the other Pedikas, which are not ma'akiv, that's only negev for ha'kosho, which we'll see momentarily in the Mishnah. Ma'iso badak ben zakai be'ukse ta'enim. Ukse ta'enim means that he said edus, he asked him, bdika, it was under a tree, and he asked him, the tree, under the tree, where the figs had fat ends, or it was skinny ends. So he asked such a question, even though it wasn't, that's only a bedika. You see, so a vayt went to bedikas. Ma ben chakiris le bedikas. What's the difference between chakiras and bedikas? Chakira is echad amini adeya edusim atela. If one of the seven chakiras he doesn't know, the halacha is that's batal. The edus is batal. Bedikas, echad amini adeya, if one of them says they don't know, b'afil shnayim amini yoidim, edusim kayemes. The edus is kayemes. Now again, bedikas means just different questions about the circumstance that was around it, or what you were wearing around the situation. Those things, if he says doesn't know, it's still kayemes, and they both say they're also kayemes. But if they are steer to each other, echa kakiris, echa bedikas, bezman shemachkishim zeh edusim mutelov. If they are contradicting each other on that thing, one says wearing a white shirt, one says wearing a yellow shirt, so then it could be that is machajaz, and that edus will be bottle, and you won't get any einish feidim zaymin, but it will be edus betela if they are contradicting each other when it comes to the bedikas. Now, the seven chakiras are essential, and if they are contradicting each other, then it's not good, it's edus bottle. So echad oimer, and same thing for bedikas as well. But now we're going to talk about chakiras. What is called the contradiction? Echad oimer m'shtayim b'chodesh. One says it was beis tevis. V'achad oimer m'shtayim b'chodesh. All one says it's three tevis. Edusun kayemes. The edus is kayemes. Why? Because we assume that the problem is zeh yedeh b'burus chodesh, v'zeh ein yedeh b'burus chodesh. One of them did not realize there was 2 days with Chayidish. That means sometimes the Chayidish is 29 days, sometimes 30 days. So one of them did not realize Kislev was 30 days. So after 29 days of Kislev, he started counting Alef Tevis. On the 30th day of Kislev, he counted Alef Tevis. So today is 3 days of the Tevis. Mashiach, the other one, knew about the second day of Chayidish, and therefore he knew that the 30th day of Kislev was Kislev, and the next day was Alef Tevis. So that's why he said 3 days of Tevis. I can ask him, I'm sure he's thinking this question, that one of the other questions is what day of the week it was. So did they say the same day of the week? That's a good way to see if they're really making a mistake as the Ibur, if they're making a mistake on the wrong day. So Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis speaks out, it's still talking about something else there, but I'll read the Lashon. V'yashlem v'shapir da'kinon kivne shalina be'eza yoyim. They ask him what day, u'mechavnin liyoyim echod, sh'mamina ze yoda be'ibur shechayah ze lo yoda. They talk no. So the Meiri talk asks, why don't you ask the fellow, do you know about the Ibra or not? So there's someone is too far away. They're saying, they wrote it down, Beis Tevis, they know of Edis from 2 months ago. They don't remember if they knew about the Ibra or not. They don't remember that already. But both saying the same day, it's not a stira. Now, if Ze Oimer B'Shloish V'Ze Echem HaChemisha, if one of them says the third day, one says the fifth day, then they do some Mateo, then it's bottle. Taka, because 3 to 5 is bottle, is way too far away. It's not a Shiloh of Ibra anymore. If one says 2 hours and one says 3 hours of the day, it's kayim because you can make a mistake by 1 hour. One says 3rd hour, one says 5th hour, the edus is batal. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, kayemes, it is kayemes, because he holds, you can make a mistake by 2 hours, but even Rabbi Yehuda's moida, echadom v'chomesh, v'echadom v'sheva, if the difference is between 11, the 2 hours are between 11 and 1, so then already, Edusim Vatela, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., Edusim Vatela, wash, v'chomesh chama b'mizrach, in the 5th hour, the chama is in the east, v'sheva chama mayriv, and the 7th hour, it's in the west, so that you can't make a mistake already. Between 5 and 7, you can't make a mistake. You don't make a mistake between the morning and the afternoon, even though it's only 2 hours. You realize between 2 hours in the afternoon, you can make a mistake.
It looks at the sun.
Huh?
It's still light out.
In those days, it looked light out at the sun. That's the way they tell time, is by the sun. But anyway, in any case, even today, you'd realize the difference between the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't make a mistake.
Yeah, you would. You try it.
Afterwards, you bring the second aid, and you buy the kim. And mincu devrei mechavanim, and they're both saying the same thing. They're not contradicting each other. So then we know it's good edus. So what do? Poischim v'schus. We start off with a schus, like Rashi speaks out apida gemara before. You tell the fellow who's supposed to be chayav misa. He says, "Don't worry, ilai katalta. If you didn't kill, loy sitcho. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. If you didn't actually do the murder, don't be scared." So you start with schus. Oma echad min edim yashi lim alav schus. One of them say that I have a schus. I can find the chayva. Both those cases, you don't listen to them. Like we learned from before, Fidur Rabbanan, there's a pasuk that says that We don't paskin api eid echad lamus, and to feed the Rabbanon, we cut that pasuk in half, and we darshened that it means, the pasuk says, eid echad yana benefesh lamus. And according to the Rabbanon, we darshan like this, eid echad yana at all. It means the eid doesn't say eidus at all, doesn't get involved at all, because it looks like it's a gay eidus. And then the second part of the pasuk, it says, the yana benefesh lamus is going on tamidim, the denal say chayva. Denal say chayva. That's how. Huh? Because it's a pasuk, there is kasuf, and the Gemara says a reason for it. It's the gay, it looks like the gay be'edus, and then at that point we even asked the kasha that I think it was exactly a week ago that year, and we asked the question then that we said l'chayra, what's the big deal? They're just saying a idea. They're going to work on the idea. So the Iri says it still looks like the gay be'edus, but in any case, it's really exeris a kasuf. And so therefore, Edim cannot have any opinions, even l'schus, and Talmidim, they could have opinions l'schus, but not l'chayva. Mishas can I say? Omar, echad min al Talmidim, yesh yilum ulav schus. If one of them say that I have a schus, malin oysoy, umashivin oysoy b'nehem. They put him up on the bezdin. That's one pshat, or another pshat was just time. They put him up on top of the table, on top of the stage there, to say his tzad, his idea of schus, and we give him covered because we want to hear his schus. Let him stay up there the whole day. If something he said is, makes sense, we list him. Even if the Baldin himself, the person who's Chayav Misa himself, says, we list him. It has to be Mamash Varav. Even though usually you don't listen to a. There is if some Rishonim say you can make him one of the Dayanim, which Mamash is Pella. But even though usually, and count him as one of the 20, you know, one of the one who says Chos, we count him as one of the opinions. But even though we usually don't do that, but for the, here, also, Tzilu Eidah, also he's one of the Baladinim, and we chive him Misa, so he has to be involved, and we, special din over here, in the Mishnah, that the Baladin himself could say Schus on himself, and maybe even be part of the Mezakin. Ben Batsalo Schus, they find this person who was accused of murder, they find that he was Patur, they let him go. If they hold that he's chayiv, mavir noisel lemachar, they wait till tomorrow to make the psak. And what do? The rest of that day and the whole night, they're busy thinking over this psak. Umizdavgim zugais. They get together as peers because peers could talk to each other. Or he might the machal and eat much. Lo yishos yain and drink wine. They're able to think clearly. Kol hayayim v'noisiv noisdim. Kol laila. They don't eat or eat so much or drink so much wine by day. And the whole night. Sounds like they stay up the whole night. It sounds like a mishnah. No, these listeners call out the whole night. They're up discussing this case. Ulamachras mashkimin ubon lebezdin. The next day they come in early to bezdin. Hamazaka oimer ani mazake. Hamazaka ni mekayimay. I'm mazake and I'm sticking to my guns. I'm the mechayiv and I'm staying where I am. I'm mechayiv. Hamalamet choyva. Malamet schos. The one lamet choyva could change to schos. Hamalamet schos. The one of the opinion of schos. Any yochel lachs lamet choyva cannot change back. To chayva. Now we said before in the Gemara in the last parak that b'shas the Gemara din. If he didn't think of anything of his chos, he could take a change back to be one of the chayvim. It means in the discussions he cannot be on the chayva side anymore. Tol b'dava.
If they say the
that's true. That's true. Echanami. Only the ones who hold chayva to mayin. Maybe the old ones of chos could think of more ways to convince the other fellows. Tol b'dava. If there was a mistake, b'dava, shnei soifri adiyonim askirin oisai. If there's a mistake, they forget what they said yesterday. So two of the soifri adiyonim, they remind them. So motzu lo ischos patru v'm lav. So they find ischos, which means everyone agrees that he's zaycha patru. They let him go. Lav, I'm the minyan. If not, they go to a minyan, go to account. If shnei mos mezakim v'echos mechayv. And remember, it's Bezdin 23. So 12 say that he's zakai, and 11 say chayiv. The loch is zakai. Shnei mos mechayiv, vechas mezakim. 12 say chayiv, and one says zakai. So there, it's only one extra that's saying chayiv, and that's not enough. You have to have two. Vafilu echad osu mezakim, vechas mechayiv. Even if it's 11 and 11, vechas mechayiv, one says I don't know. So there, the still loch is that he's not. Chayiv, it's a pella. What's the lashon of afilu? Afilu 11 chayivim, 11 mezakin, and once in a day, you think, well, you think you're chayiv, what's afilu? Some take out the word afilu here. Ayin teis yontif another pshat. But I feel Estim Shtayim is Zakai and Machayiv. Even 22 says Zakai or Chayiv. You don't go with that Psak. You need 23. You see for the Yonim. You add the Yonim. How much do you add? Shnayim Shtayim. Two at a time. Ad Shivim Ve'echad. Until you reach 71. It means if the two keep on locking heads, they're both saying the same thing. Two, they each say once is Chayiv, once is Zakai. Again. Until 71. Again, added more than that. So the question was, what we want to know, why we add on two? Why two? Add one. So there's a pshat in the Yad Yomar, a whole cheshbon, but the simple pshat is the Piskirid's pshat. The Piskirid says pshat is that you're not called a dayan if you have no one to talk to. You have to have someone to talk it over with. So therefore, you add two people. Therefore, the two new dayanim can talk it over each other. The other ones already have it, talked it already. They can't re-talk it again. What do you mean? The odd one talk all together. You have got three people talking. You know, when you have the 23, they all talk together. They were mass amount of all 23 together. And even when they took walks, it doesn't have to be Dafka Zuga, it could be three or so. But now we're adding two who don't know anything about the case, and they have to start handling the case. So if we add one, it's very hard to be called a dayan, it's one person. If we need two together, they could talk to each other, and that's how the Piskei Rid learns. The other one has a whole cheshbon, why need two? Because you want to make sure you have two mazak and two mechayven, ayin sham, what the cheshbon is. So Masiv Mishnayim Shnayim Achim Vecha. Now, if you have 71, and your stock is a problem. Because if you have Shloshim, Shisha, Mezakim, Shisha, Mechayiv, and Mezakim, because all you need is one more Zoyche, then it's good. But by Chayiv, you have to have two more. So what do you do when you have 71 and you have Shloshim, Shisha, Mechayiv, and 36 say Chayiv, Shloshim, Mechayiv, Mezakim, and 35 say Zakai? You have a problem. It's not Zakai, and it's not Chayiv, because Chayiv need two. So what do you do? So what you do is don elu connected elu. Actually, you're echad ben amachayiv and different mazakin. You let them handle each other until one of the machayiv turns into a zakai, and then you'll have 30. You'll lose one there, it's 35 or 36 and 35. Now the truth is, you also could convince one of the mazakin to turn into a machayiv. The Gemara before had a tzad that means that this is a raya you can never change. But he said no. The Mishnah is just trying to be positive that we're trying more to find a Zchus then to find a chiyuv, and therefore we say it this way. But any chadami, either way, they could convince someone either way, and that will come to a final psak.